Stillman and Company is delivered by TriStar Moving, ESPN 102.5 The Game. We are live today at Bridgestone Arena. Really excited to be here. Preds and LA Kings tonight. We are inside the Patron Platinum Club. We'll have more details on our Preds broadcast here in just a little bit. We are streaming live on Twitter, Twitch, and YouTube, thanks to the law offices of Amanda Gentry. It is a Titans Monday. It is a Reaction Monday. Reaction Monday presented by Spring Hill Heating and Cooling, even though it's a Tuesday. I know. But it is a Reaction Monday or a Reaction Tuesday or whatever the hell you want to call it. Caroline Fenton is here. Ian is here. How's everybody today? I'm guessing pretty good.
Doing great.
Doing good. Thank you.
So I want to... and I'm sorry to cut you off there, Ian. You know how much you mean. Now, I do want to start with this. And I think we all know where we're starting, and that's the game. And I look at the Titans. And that game last night was one of the most fun games that I have been to at Nissan Stadium in the last 15 years. You know, it didn't have the vibes of the early days, because the early days, you had Steve McNair and Eddie George, but the fans were all Titan fans. And since the secondary ticket market has exploded, and since Nashville has become kind of a destination city, and since all of this stuff, it's not going to be the way it used to be back in the day, but that's okay. But yesterday was a fun game. It was up, it was down, it was back, it was forth, it was Buffalo takes the lead, Derrick Henry breaks a big one, Titans get an interception, Titans take the lead, Buffalo takes the lead. It was a fun game. But I don't want to lose sight of what actually happened. Were you surprised by yesterday's results? Were you surprised by what you saw yesterday?
Pleasantly surprised.
But you were surprised.
I wasn't completely floored, like, oh my gosh, I did not expect this to happen, because I think you and I both had just kind of this little feeling that, you know, the Bills are the better team. If we're going to put money on it, we're probably going to put money on the Bills, but there is still that glimmer of hope that the Titans could pull something out. So not completely surprised, but I was pleasantly shocked by what I saw.
Ian, were you surprised by what you saw yesterday?
A little bit, but we have seen this with this team before. We've seen them play this type of game and win this game before.
I was not surprised by anything that I saw yesterday. There was nothing about yesterday's game that surprised me. Now people will say, well, Jared, but you picked the Bills to win big. And I did pick the Bills to win big. But when something happens that you aren't expecting, like that you're not predicting, that doesn't mean that you can't see it coming. And I think everything about yesterday's game, it doesn't show us something that we didn't know about the Titans. It confirms everything that we already know about the Titans. I picked the Jets a couple of weeks ago, and all last week, what did we talk about? The Mike Vrabel special. The idea that somehow over four seasons, guys, it's not spontaneous. It is a common occurrence. Vrabel cannot get these boys prepared to play against the Jets. He can get them riled up to play against the best team in the NFL, the Buffalo Bills. This isn't new. This has happened. Remember when the Titans couldn't beat the Chargers in London, couldn't beat a bad Buffalo team in 2018, and they beat Dallas on a Monday night, and on a short week, they embarrassed Brady and Belichick at home. I remember that. Remember when they beat the Chiefs in 2019? Remember last year when they embarrassed the Bills? This is nothing new. We talked all week, the Mike Vrabel special. Could they get it done? They did. Derrick Henry. We talked about this yesterday, about elite-level players. When I complain about something, for example, Shane Bowen, somebody will always say, well, yes, Jared, but there's injuries, and but there's this, and but there's that. And I said yesterday, when you are elite, there's no complaining. There's no, well, that was a good team. I mean, come on, cut Michael Jordan a break. Nobody cut Michael Jordan a break. He beat Magic Johnson. He beat Clyde Drexler. He beat Karl Malone. He beat the best players every time because he was elite, because he was the best. The Buffalo Bills had the number one defense in the NFL going into yesterday's game. The Buffalo Bills defense had the number three rushing defense in the NFL going into yesterday's game. The Tennessee Titans, before halftime, lost their starting left tackle. So now they are playing the number one defense in the NFL without either tackle. Were you surprised that Derrick Henry ran for 150 yards and 3 touchdowns? I wasn't. We make excuses for everybody else, but we don't ever have to excuse Derrick Henry. Because Derrick Henry, it doesn't matter who's blocking. It doesn't matter how good the other team is. It doesn't matter how stout their run defense is. Derrick Henry always finds a way. Because he is the best player in the NFL right now. Now, you may say, well, a quarterback is more important than a running back, and that's fine. You can say whatever you want. Derrick Henry's the best player in the NFL right now. The other arguments, Patrick Mahomes might be, or Aaron Rodgers might be, or are those guys, what they're doing right now, statistically speaking, is that the best that has ever been done over a 40-game stretch? Because that's what Derrick's doing. Aaron Donald's great, but what he's doing isn't the best over a 40-game stretch. Titans defense wasn't very good yesterday, but they did get the one stop they needed to on the fourth and short. And you would say, hey, what about that, Jared? Why should I be surprised that the Titans defense held tough on a goal line situation? Remember the Patriots playoff game 2 years ago? 2 stops at the goal line. Remember the Ravens? The team with the highest ever third and fourth and short conversion rates in the history of the NFL? 2 fourth and shorts. They didn't get it. Titans scored 2 touchdowns on the following drives. Remember Tannehill's first start against the Chargers? Ken Whisenhunt got fired because they couldn't punch it in from the 1-yard line. This is nothing new about the Titans and their goal line defense. They even had a humongous goal line stop last week against Jacksonville. Tannehill was so-so. A.J. Brown was the best receiver. Julio Jones looks hurt. None of this surprises me. What happened yesterday? Defense looked kind of lousy in pass coverage. That doesn't really surprise me either. The thing that's crazy is everybody around the country watched yesterday, and everybody, I think, was surprised, just stunned that the Titans won yesterday. I'm not. And I'm not surprised with how they did it. The other issue here, too, is trying to be able to, in my own idea, fairly dole out credit for yesterday's game. And I'm not a big believer in, hey, you owe this person credit or you owe that person credit. I am not a credit card company. I am not Capital One. I am not Wells Fargo. I am not American Express. But I think what's interesting is a lot of people are going to put their hands up and say, hey, we got to give this guy credit because he did this. And we got to give that guy credit because he did it. We got to give. Derrick Henry won you the game yesterday. Derrick Henry. Because he's the best player right now in the NFL. If there was any big takeaway that I had from yesterday's game, it's that Derrick Henry, as of right now, is the most valuable player in the National Football League. To me, there's 2 choices. There's Derrick Henry, and there's Lamar Jackson. Lamar Jackson's defense lost his entire defense. He has no running backs. They keep letting guys go. They don't. What big free agent signings are the Ravens bringing in? They lost Matthew Judon. They're using practice squad guys in the backfield. Earl Thomas a year ago. And Lamar Jackson has his team at 5-1. And Lamar Jackson's awesome. The other option's Derek. The Titans' defense is a mess. The Titans' offensive line is a mess. The Titans' wide receiving core, I don't know if you saw who was out there in a lot of key spots yesterday, is a mess. The Titans' special teams is a mess. Sometimes I think the coaching is a mess. And yet, Derrick Henry last night would not let them lose the game. Ryan Tannehill and Mike Vrabel even said it today. Ryan Tannehill was not good through the first 3 quarters of the game. He had a great 4th quarter. But how much of that, too, was Buffalo's fear of Derrick Henry? Titans got the ball back with 8 minutes to go. I looked up at the scoreboard from my seats, and I saw, okay, touchdown wins it. 8 minutes to go in the ball game. Can Derrick Henry run for 8 minutes into the end zone? And I thought the Titans scored too quickly. But ultimately, they won that game because he put them on his back once again. And it doesn't matter who he's playing. It can be the Buffalo Bills. I think the best team in the NFL right now. And for a lot of people yesterday, they're not the best team, Jared. Check the power rankings going into the game. You all are probably the same people that said, well, when we beat them, they were number 1 in the country. Well, Buffalo was considered to be the best team in the NFL, and you beat them on Monday Night Football. The same group that lost to the Jets beat the Buffalo Bills. And again, it's because everybody around Derek just did enough for everything else that Derek did. I said this on my way out of the stadium, and I made sure that Buffalo fans could hear it because they were down and their faces were salty and they were, and I said, you know what's funny? All these Buffalo fans are leaving upset. They just can't believe they spent thousands of dollars to watch Derrick Henry beat their team. And in 20 years, they'll be able to tell their kids, I got to see Derrick Henry have a Derrick Henry game. What you are witnessing, what I am witnessing, what I hope everybody understands about what Derrick Henry is doing right now is that this is not natural. This is not good. This is not great. This is once in a lifetime type stuff. 150 yards and 3 touchdowns. He was awesome yesterday, and everybody knows it. He's on pace to run for 2,000 yards again. He's the best player in the game. And again, I think the MVP race, and I think the MVP race right now, and it's early, but I think the MVP race right now is between Kyler Murray, Josh Allen, who played yesterday, Lamar Jackson, Dak Prescott, all quarterbacks. To me, Lamar and Derek. That's who I think should be the discussion because those guys are their teams right now. I'm not trying to be Debbie Downer on the Titans because I think Derrick Henry's awesome, and guess what? He doesn't show any signs of slowing down. So we can say, hey, you know, if it wasn't for Derrick Henry, well, guess what? You got Derrick Henry. Just like, well, you know, if it wasn't for Tom Brady, the Patriots wouldn't have won 6 Super Bowls. Well, guess what? They had Brady, so they did win their 6 ones. I truly feel like the Titans are not a good football team outside of Derrick Henry. Now, you can debate that. You can disagree with it. You can have whatever opinion you want. They're 4-2 right now. They're the number 3 seed in the AFC, and they just beat the Buffalo Bills. But they do have Derrick Henry. That's how good Derrick Henry is. So if everybody wants to dole out credit today and say, well, you got to give Vrabel credit for this, or you got to give so-and-so credit for that, or you got to... I'll tell you where I'm giving my credit to. Number 22. That's where it should go. He is the LeBron James of the Tennessee Titans. LeBron was in Cleveland, didn't like it, left. Cleveland was an unmitigated disaster. LeBron won his titles in Miami, decided, I need to go back to Cleveland. I need to win one as the alpha dog without a Dwayne Wade. I need to win one for my hometown. Let me go back to Cleveland, right back to the NBA Finals. I don't know how good the Titans are going to be this year. I don't know if the Titans are going to be good enough to compete for a Super Bowl. They have beaten Russell Wilson and Josh Allen. And normally, that's a pretty big deal. Maybe they do win the Super Bowl. But I know this. It'll depend on how good everybody else can be just to give Derek enough. Can you get a Kyrie Irving that makes the game-winning shot? Can you get a Kevin Love that helped LeBron win that one championship he won in Cleveland? I don't know. Because Derek can't do it himself. Derek can't do it himself. Lamar can't do it himself. Josh Allen can't do it himself. Aaron can't do it himself. They all can't do it themselves. It's a team sport. But right now, you've got the best player and maybe the most impactful player in a team sport. And he is carrying you, both literally and figuratively. And so right now, the question has to be for the Titans, can everybody else just do enough to live up to Derek's level? Do you don't think the Buffalo Bills walked into that game and said, well, the one thing that's not going to happen this Monday night is Derrick Henry is not going to beat us? And the king did. He's on pace to be better than he was last year. Better than he was 2 years ago. I don't think people understand how great that is. The greatness we're watching right now. It may be the greatest running back performance ever. And I've gone to most of these games. And last night, I said to my buddy who I was leaving the stadium with, who's been to almost all these games with me, went to the 238 against Jacksonville on the Thursday night with me, you know, tons of Titans games over the years. And I turned to him, I said, do you think that we are taking kind of for granted that we've gotten to watch all of these Derrick Henry performances. So I think the Titans played a tough game. I thought as a team they fought hard. I think guys gave enough. I thought A.J. Brown played okay yesterday. Tannehill got it together in the fourth quarter. I don't think Vrabel did anything that was incredibly egregious. You know, I'm not sure he had a big decision to make here or there. I have no problem with the Buffalo coach going for it on fourth down, though I wouldn't have done it, which we'll get into. But to me, I just want us to just not lose sight that when you're the best, it doesn't matter how good the other guy is. It doesn't matter that they've got the third-ranked rushing defense. It doesn't matter that your offensive line is hurt. It doesn't matter that they may be the best team in the league. It doesn't matter if you're playing Reggie Miller and Clyde Drexler and Shaquille O'Neal and all the guys that Michael had to go through the years to win his title. It doesn't matter because you're the best. And so it doesn't matter if you're playing the New York Jets or if you're playing the Jacksonville Jags or if you're playing the Buffalo Bills. Derrick Henry's going to get his. Doesn't matter if you're taking on Bill Belichick and Tom Brady. Derrick Henry's going to get his. It doesn't matter if you're taking on a 14-2 Baltimore Ravens team with an unbelievable home atmosphere and a playoff game versus the MVP. Derrick Henry got his. Derrick is the best. We are witnessing greatness. And I thought last night was a perfect example of it. And the difference is maybe for me and other people when I talk about not being surprised by last night, anybody surprised that we're walking out of this thinking Derrick Henry is the best? 615-737-1025 is our phone number, 615-737-1025. Rocking and rolling today on Stillman & Company. And I will start with this question, which is, well, it's not even a question. I'm going to start off with this theory, statement, whatever. I think right now he's the MVP. I think Derrick Henry proved last night. And I'm not talking about, will he get the votes to be the league MVP? I'm talking about the most valuable player to his football team. I think it's him or Lamar Jackson. I think those are the two. 615-737-1025 is our phone number. 615-737-1025 on a Titans Monday, on a Tuesday. Live from Bridgestone Arena. We'll get Caroline's reaction. We'll get to your phones. We got some game balls to give out. I don't know if anybody could tell from that first segment who I'm giving a game ball to, but we will get to that. 615-737-1025. TriStar Moving. They are the presenting sponsor of this show, and I absolutely love TriStar Moving because when I moved recently, I moved with my friends at TriStar. Like most people, I hated moving, but not anymore, thanks to my friends at TriStar Moving. They made the entire process so simple. There's a reason their motto is TriStar Movers with five-star service. From the initial phone call to the final signature, moving became a breeze. They offer home protection where they cover your floors, banisters, railings, door jams, and even the doors themselves. They're always upping the game when it comes to mover training. All of my furniture and everything else were taken care of perfectly, and that's why I love TriStar Moving. They have mattresses in protective bags, TVs in protective boxes, and they have a brand-new state-of-the-art storage facility in Mount Juliet. Their owners, Garrett and Robert, are true Nashvillians, and they care about helping their community. So give my friends at TriStar Moving a call, 615-640-1219, or visit their website at nashvillemoving.org/radio, where they'll give you 5% off your entire move. That's TriStar Moving, 615-640-1219, nashvillemoving.org/radio. Tell them Jared Stillman sent you. TriStar Moving, my official movers.
There's Derrick Henry trying to get the big guy going, and he's going. And when I say going, he might go all the way. Nobody's going to catch him. Derrick Henry, touchdown, 76 yards. There are no flags.
Talk about how things opened up on that 76-yard touchdown run, and that kind of got the offense going.
Yeah, you see how big my eyes got? But no, man, they did a great job blocking, and I just seen the hole and hit it, got north and south, and got a TD.
I don't know if you realize it or not, but your miles per hour, you were 21.8. That's the fastest by any ball carrier this year.
Still
what is it about you in the open field? Like,
still too slow. Still too slow.
Where does your speed come from?
I'm from Florida, so Florida boys. It's in the water, so if you're from Florida, you got to have speed.
That was Derrick Henry yesterday. Again, to the house, 76 yards. It's crazy because those things don't even surprise us anymore. By the way, 102.5 The Game spreads game day broadcast brought to you by Hermitage, the design center, the professional source for lighting, hardware, appliance, custom kitchens, and baths on the web at gohermitage.com. So, game ball.
Mm-hmm.
Surprise, surprise, Derrick Henry.
What?
Derrick Henry gets a game ball for
that
yesterday.
One got pulled out of nowhere.
And I don't have any interest in anybody telling me anybody else on offense. Well, there is not an argument for another player on that offense to get a game ball if their name is not Derrick Henry.
I tweeted that last night. I said, give Derrick Henry the game ball. Give him every single game ball. And I had someone say, well, Ryan Tannehill had a really good game, too.
Ryan Tannehill had a fine game. An average, below average first three quarters. Like, you're blown out of the game if it's not for Derrick Henry in the first half. And I think that's my whole thing about this idea that Derrick isn't the whole team. Derrick is the whole team right now. I'm sorry. Think about all the people who matter on the Titans. Julio Jones is hurt, and he's still clearly hurt. I mean, I watched him on one play in the fourth quarter run out on the field and then have to stop and, like, stretch himself out. And, like, he was gimpy running on the field, not just off the field. A.J. Brown's on a pitch count.
Mm-hmm.
Tannehill, as far as decision-making has been concerned this season, you know, and inconsistent throws, missing guys. I mean, Tannehill has been...
a dumb interception last night.
Tannehill's been average. I mean, like, and I love Tannehill, you know, but this has not been a great season for Tannehill. Robinson, and I love him, can't draft right now. And there are no players that they've drafted recently that are out there on the field helping him, except for Fulton, and he's hurt. And Vrabel, I mean, the defense can't even get lined up right. This is a blowout. It is a blowout last night in the first half, if it's not for Derrick Henry. He's carrying the entire team. To me, there's not an argument for a second guy for a game ball.
Third, well, I think you have to give credit where credit is due to Jeffrey Simmons and Harold Landry.
Well, that's defensive game ball.
Okay, thank
you. So offensive game ball
goes
to Henry.
Fair.
Defensive game ball, David Long Jr. And this is like the third game ball we've given him this year, too. I mean, he is a bad boy. And this is why he was Big 12 Player of the Year, Defensive Player of the Year, because he may not be big, but he will go get to the football. I thought about giving it to him. I thought about Simmons made a nice play there. I mean, Josh Allen fell down. You know, that's – but, hey, you want to risk it on fourth down? You're risking it on fourth down. You're risking it, not me. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to give it to David Long Jr. I thought he was great. Randy Bullock, the kicker, gets it on the special teams front because special
who
teams.
Who else gets it?
Give it to. And if it wasn't for a hold called on Randy Bullock, the Titans probably lose because Craig Aukerman, once again, can't get a special teams unit to do anything right. I mean, it's embarrassing watching the Titans play special teams. I mean, and it kills me because Vrabel was a special teams guy. Like, he was a special teams player early in his career in Pittsburgh, and it's a mess. But
it's also very interesting that Mike Vrabel is a defensive guy, and we're not very high on the defensive coordinator at the moment either.
Well, I'm just telling you right now, look at the Titans. Look at the Titans. They're 4-2. They're the third seed in the AFC right now. They just beat the best team in the league. Defense isn't very good. Drafting hasn't been very good. Quarterback play this season has been below average. Your star receivers have been hurt. Your offensive line has been a mess. You're 4-2 because you got him. Like, he's great. He's awesome. They asked Steve Kerr one time about what makes you guys better than other dynasties? And Steve Kerr goes, the difference between us and other dynasties is, and he stops and just goes, we have Michael. Like, that's what Derrick Henry is that. There has never been somebody who is as good as Derrick Henry right now at running the football. Your reaction to last night's game?
I mean, after every single game, I write down what was good, what was bad. Mm-hmm. And the first thing I thought was, okay, well, like, yeah, obviously Derrick Henry good, but like what else? And then I thought, no, that's not really fair of me to say, okay, yeah, obviously Derrick Henry was good, ran for 150 yards and 3 touchdowns. Like, yeah, obviously that was good because we expect that from Derrick Henry every week. But I had to stop myself and look back and say, I cannot take Derrick Henry and what he is doing for granted.
They're not.
Because I have to give credit to Harold Landry and Jeffrey Simmons. Harold Landry looked like a bad man out there, and Jeffrey Simmons got the stuff that this team needed when they needed it. 3 sacks on Josh Allen last night. I have to give them credit. But the defense wasn't all that extraordinary last night. They made the stops where they needed to make them, but Josh Allen still threw for 350 yards and 3 touchdowns.
I don't think they made the stops where they needed to make them.
Well, fourth and goal, they made the stop where they needed to make
them. They made enough stops last night that Derrick could win them the game.
Kept them in the game.
Which was the difference than the Jets game. Like, that and A.J. Brown was the difference in the Jets game. There were so many times where Derrick and the offense seized momentum back onto the Titans side. And I'm like, They got to go get a shutdown stop here. You know, you've got the offense, you know, the momentum on offense. You bust a 76-yarder. You take it to the house for a touchdown. Game's back in your favor. Okay, give me a three and out. Give me the ball. I know you're not going to give me a three and out every time. I know you're not going to give me a stop every time. I know they're going to score touchdowns. Mm-hmm. They're number one offense in the league. Get me a stop. And when you get me a stop, I've got the momentum. Now Derek can get back to work. Get that defense back on the field. Momentum is very real. Don't let any stat guru analytic nerd tell you that it's not. It's very real. And I felt like yesterday there were like three or four times where the Titans had seized the momentum in the game. And Josh Allen just moved right downfield, score a touchdown. And I don't know if you can live like that consistently. The defense was what the defense was.
The secondary was not good.
See, I can't even get mad at the secondary. The secondary is what they are at this point. Like, they're all practice squad guys, and Byard and Jackrabbit Jenkins. Like, at one point, they had to run Dane Cruikshank into the game as, like, an extra DB because they were out of corners. So I'm not... Like, the secondary's bad, the defense is bad, they're going to be bad. The question is, how bad, and how bad is the secondary? What I get mad about with the defense is when Buffalo scores a touchdown or runs a two-point conversion and the Titans aren't even lined up. That's what I don't like, because that's just competence. So, I mean, I'm not, again, you're talking about you got to give the defense credit. I'm not giving defense a lot of credit. I mean, they gave up 30-something points. Like, if we want to, the defense didn't give up 40 points. I'm not giving you credit for that.
Well, I'm not saying that the defense had a flawless game. I'm saying you have to give credit where credit is due in terms of things the defense was able to do last night. But they still gave up 350-something passing yards and three touchdowns to Josh Allen.
Yeah, like,
and
that's
you're going to do that
when
it's the number one offense in the country.
See, but that's not good, though. Like, what if we say give credit, and this is what people want to do when a team wins, and this is why Derrick Henry is the MVP. People want to give credit to people that don't deserve credit. Like, when the team wins the World Series, everybody gets a hat, everybody gets a shirt, everybody gets champagne, everybody's dousing each other, and same with every other sport. Team wins it in basketball. And think about all these teams. Think about all these Laker teams with Kobe and Shaq. Do you think if Mark Madsen wasn't on the bench that the Lakers still would have won three titles with Kobe and Shaq?
Probably.
I think they would have won three titles with Kobe and Shaq. So what we do is we get into this sense where we say, got to give the defense credit.
But it's not like the defense didn't do anything.
They gave up 30 points. They gave up 30 points. They got one big turnover, the Byard interception. Mm-hmm. But like, and I'll give Byard credit, and I'll give David Long Jr. credit. Like, but the defense.
Forcing field goals early was key. I'll give him that.
Yeah, I'm not giving the defense. That's your job. Like, dude, like,
against the number one offense in the country.
So what, the expectation is now 40? So if they don't score 40 points, then it's good job defense? If the Titans had scored 45 points and the Bills had scored 44, would you be sitting here today saying, I give defense credit?
If they did things that deserve credit.
And I just don't think the defense deserves credit.
Okay, then you don't give the defense credit. I will, but you don't have to.
This defense sucks. This defense sucks. It sucked last night. They suck.
Okay.
Do they suck?
Overall, it's not great.
I just don't...
I'm not singing the praises of the defense, but I'm not saying it wasn't all bad. They sacked the quarterback three times last night.
I just don't want to get into the habit of analyzing the Titans and giving credit where it's not deserved. Like, that's the only thing I'm saying, is to look at the team, because I will tell you what happens is, this is how you get lulled into this false sense of security, is Derek wins you this game and everybody's like trying to soak up the glory. Everybody's trying to soak up the, hey, I'm pretty good. My team's 4-2. And it's like, dude, you were awful at quarterback for the first three quarters of that game. So next week when you play Kansas City, figure out how to be better in the first three quarters, because if you're not, you're probably going to lose. Because Derek can't do this every week now. When you play the Baltimore Ravens in the playoffs last year and Derek got you 60 yards on the ground, where was everybody else? Like, where was everybody else? And that's my whole point about this team is, I mean, I think the Titans have the potential, because I think everybody has holes and I think everybody's driven by their stars. If the Dallas Cowboys don't have Dak, I don't think the Dallas Cowboys are very good. If the Kansas City Chiefs this weekend don't have Patrick Mahomes, I don't think they're very good. But I think we need to fairly analyze the Titans, even in a big win, the same way we come down on them when they lose. So I think A.J. Brown yesterday being in there was a huge difference between this and the Jets game. Like, you didn't have A.J. in that Jets game. And you can tell A.J. is a much bigger factor than all the other wide receivers. Now, all the other guys kind of helped a little bit. They were here and there. But, I mean, if we're looking at this club and saying, okay, how can you beat the good teams? This is the example, but it's going to be him carrying it. And what I don't want us to do is start lavishing praise on other elements of the team that right now I think have a lot of work to do if you're going to be a championship caliber team. Because the thing about the Mike Vrabel special is that it's only temporary. The loss to the Jets is only temporary. The win against the Bills is only temporary. But you win a game like that, and you think to yourself, my goodness, you've got the best player in the National Football League. How can your team be good enough to compete for a title when you've got the best player in the league? And in order to do that, you have to win four of these games. So you have to win four like last night. So I know this is going to sound crazy. Like, I mean, I think this is a pretty popular show. Do I think that this show can all of a sudden, you know, get? What I'm trying to do is to try to kind of control the narrative about everybody's great. You know, Titans, a great team win. Titans.
I don't think anyone is thinking that.
I think the fans are a lot more measured about a win like this than they have been in the past, just because we've seen the Mike Vrabel special wins over the years. Like, we've seen them beat the Patriots and then get absolutely canned by the Colts the next
week. I think this fan base can be pretty humbled.
I look at Derrick Henry, and I think now that I know that he's the best player in the league, and now that I know you can beat some of the best quarterbacks, because that's what everybody will tell you is, hey, Derrick Henry's great, but you can't beat the best quarterbacks with the best running back. And it's like, well, you beat Russell Wilson already this year. You beat Josh Allen. You beat Lamar Jackson in the playoffs. Now, you also lost to Lamar. You beat Tom Brady in the playoffs. Like, Derek's beaten some good quarterbacks. Now, what do they have to do in order to make this consistent? If the defense held at the end there, gotten a three and out, got the ball back, to the Titans, Derrick Henry running the 4-minute offense, eat that clock, goodbye Buffalo, then I'd say, hey, defense. That was a huge stop when they absolutely, positively had to have it. I mean, Buffalo got the ball with like 4 minutes left, and before the 2-minute warning, they were at your 40. That's not great defense. Now, they did do some bending and not breaking, which if they could consistently do that like they did under Dean Pease that first year, then I think they've got something. But your point is valid. Like, your point is recognized. Like, it is.
Just because I am giving credit to the defense does not take any sort of credit away from Derrick Henry. The defense doesn't make that game-winning stop if Derrick Henry doesn't get them that many points. It just if Derrick Henry doesn't keep them in the game. But also, the Titans do not win that game if they cannot hold off Josh Allen at fourth and goal.
Yeah, I mean, look. I thought the bigger play was the fact that they didn't let Allen get the first down. Now,
and I don't think that this team wins this game if Buffalo converts and doesn't kick a field goal in the first quarter.
See, those stops, like, if they could do that, if they could do that consistently where they are good in the red zone, then, like, one of those balls Allen had, I think it was Beasley for a touchdown, mm-hmm. and he just threw it behind him and threw it on the ground. I think the pressure still got to be on the Titans defense. Like, I think we still got to keep the heat on Bowen. They're not getting lined up right. Like, I think the heat's got to be on the defense because you can't win. I just don't think you can win four games if the defense doesn't give you more. They got a turnover. That was good. I see your phones lined up. We're to them next. 615-737-1025. Reaction Monday is presented by Spring Hill Heating and Cooling. It is a Titans Monday. Stillman and Company. It's ESPN 1025 The Game.
Here's Allen. Hit as he throws, and it's intercepted. It's Kevin Byard. Byard down at the 11.
Well, we probably tackled better. I thought we did affect the quarterback at times. And again, on third and long, we let him get out to the left. And, you know, I mean, Danico didn't do anything other than have a good rush. And, you know, Allen went deeper and further out to the right and completed a pass. Unfortunately, the coverage wasn't, there was a mistake in coverage, unfortunately. But,
You know, our guys understood the game plan. They battled. They kept it in front of them for the most part, made them earn it. We had turnover opportunities. We tipped the ball that was intercepted. We tipped another ball that we had a chance to intercept. They really understood the game plan and what we were trying to get done.
There you go, Mike Vrabel. Give the defense credit, says Caroline Fenton, on the interception by Byard. I said individuals on defense.
Kevin Byard got an interception, Byard but deserves credit. No credit.
No, Byard deserves credit. Like, we were talking about this during the break. I didn't say give the offense credit. I said give Derek credit. Defense, Byard.
Give Kevin Byard credit. Give Harold Landry credit.
David Long Jr.
Give David Long Jr. credit. Give Jeffrey Simmons credit.
I thought the best play on defense, and I know that it wasn't like the most transformational play in the game. You see Breon Borders go up there and high point that football and almost bring it down. Like, he went and jumped up. I think it was with Diggs.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, he went up there and literally, I thought, would have been an incredible interception on a Josh Allen deep ball. And as he was coming down, the ball came out.
Jackrabbit almost broke it up on him, to be honest with you. Jackrabbit almost kind
of
made it.
Yeah, Jackrabbit does almost a lot of getting in the way.
Jackrabbit is so frustrating.
I told everybody when they signed him, this is what it was going to be.
I wonder if he struggles in zone. You know, I wonder if he struggles in zone or if he's just a good man guy.
I mean, they were coming for him all night last night.
No, they were going at Chris Jackson all night last night. I noticed that last night was they gave him what I call the Tony Beckham treatment. So back in the day, the Titans used to have two good corners, Samari Roll and Andre Dyson. And the Titans were playing a playoff game at New England, and Samari Roll, I think, went out, or Dyson went out. I can't remember which one. And Brady literally went at Tony Beckham, the third corner, every single play. And that's what they did to Chris Jackson last night. And Chris Jackson has some good plays here and there, had some bad plays here and there, and then ended up getting hurt. But, I mean, they went at Jackson on every play. Jackrabbit just happens to be there a lot of the times that they go at him. And I thought there was one pass interference call in the end zone I thought was ridiculous that I didn't think was a lot of contact, and they threw the flag, and I thought that was just absurd. But I promised phones, so phones will go. 615-737-1025. Phone lines driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Daniel is going to kick us off today on a Reaction Monday powered by Spring Hill Heating and Cooling. Go ahead, Daniel.
Hey, man. So last night after the game, before I went to bed, I was like, man, I got to call in and make the case for Derrick Henry as MVP. And what do you know? You're talking about it. So here's the thing, right? If they don't give Derrick Henry the MVP this year, they need to change the name and just give it to quarterbacks, because he touches the ball as often, as much as most quarterbacks have completions. So when you talk about, oh, quarterbacks affect the game more because they have the ball in their hands, Derrick Henry is equal on that level. Number two, he does not turn the ball over. Like, yeah, maybe some quarterbacks have more touchdowns, but you got to think, how many interceptions are they throwing, costing, you know, your team position and all that. And number three, you fear him at the end of the game. Just like all the great quarterbacks that they want to give MVPs. Oh, you don't want Tom Brady with the ball with 4 minutes left. Same thing with Derrick Henry. In the fourth quarter, you know he's coming and you can't stop him. Against the best offense, he had the ball. He scored a touchdown when he needed to at the end of the game to put us up. And Josh Allen could not do the same thing. To me, that I'm tired of let's just give it to a quarterback. No, Derrick Henry showed you. I'm so glad it was Monday night so that the rest of the world could see what we know.
I have this thought, though, Daniel, and I appreciate your call. And I think it should be a 2 or 3-person race. I think it should either be Lamar Jackson right now. And again, it's October. Lamar Jackson, Derrick Henry, Dak Prescott. And everybody will say, well, you have to give it to a quarterback, or they'll have that take, which is, you know, just name it the quarterback award. Mm-hmm. And I get that, but I'll say this. And that is, who was the last running back who deserved the MVP award since Adrian Peterson won the award, I believe, in 2012? Like, is there a running back off the top of your head that deserved that award?
Like, you could make a case for maybe Christian McCaffrey.
That's what I would think,
too. I don't think that would have very many legs. Yeah,
and they never give it to guys on teams who suck. So that's, you know, that baseball's the only sport where they give the most valuable player to a guy on a team who's just absolute trash. I think basketball may have done that one time, and I can't stand that. I just don't think, you know, to say that the running back can't win it. This is my definition of MVP, and it's a subjective award, so I have a subjective definition, which is when Peyton Manning was the quarterback of the Indianapolis Colts, they were perennially in the playoffs, they were in the Super Bowl multiple times, and they were almost always a contender. Peyton Manning left the Indianapolis Colts to the worst team in the league. That's the MVP.
Mm-hmm.
That's the most valuable player in the league. Dallas was terrible last year when they didn't have Dak Prescott. Dallas pretty good right now. Dallas's coach is holding Dallas back. Zeke's chubby and can't run anymore. And yet, Dak Prescott has them at 5-1. That's pretty impressive to me.
You take Lamar Jackson out of Baltimore?
They're awful.
That team's got nothing.
They're awful. And so, like, that's my one thing is, like, I do think Derek's the most valuable player in the NFL. I think Derek's the best player. Like, the best overall player in the National Football League. But I think you need to be fair with Lamar and Dak at the same time. And notice, too, how we, who watch one team on a week-in and week-out basis, mm-hmm. aren't naming any other non-quarterbacks either. Like, we're not saying DeAndre Hopkins should be up there, or Chandler Jones should be up there at Arizona, or Myles Garrett should be up there in Cleveland.
All wonderful players. But if you take D-Hop out of Arizona, I mean, obviously, they're gonna hurt without him. But I think that Arizona still is a good team without DeAndre Hopkins.
Yeah, I just don't watch enough of Arizona. Like, I don't watch enough of them to tell you who the best non-quarterbacks are in the league. Let's go to Steven, who's up next here on A Reaction Monday, powered by Spring Hill Heating and Cooling. Go ahead, Steven.
Hey, man, you got to stop being so negative after we win games and everything else. And I
told you the best player in the NFL.
I know he is, but it seems like you're always so negative and harsh on the team, and I get it. Like, they look sloppy a lot, but so does every other team. You said the Bills had the best probably roster or one of the best GMs, and we beat that team with our GM and our roster that you don't like.
No, Steven. Your GM did not beat the Buffalo Bills. Your running back
drafted those players,
beat the
though,
Buffalo
didn't he?
Bills. He tried
he
to trade them.
Derrick Henry. He drafted
He
Derrick
tried
Henry.
To trade them. He tried to trade them, Steven.
Okay,
you want to play that he drafted them, I'll play that he tried to trade them. That's the thing. This your call is exactly what I'm talking about. Thank you for your call, Steven. This call is exactly what I'm talking about. And it is the, see, Jared's is so negative after the Titans win a game, and it's a, right? I just told you you're the best player in the league. The best player. And all these people are going to tell you over the next couple of days, and I already know because Stephen A. Smith said it today, you can't win the Super Bowl with a running back as your lead player. I don't know that. And you know why I don't know that? Because in my lifetime of watching football, which dates back to like 1997, there has never been a running back this good. Adrian Peterson at his peak was not this good. Terrell Davis at his peak was not this good.
Who was the NFL MVP?
Marshall Faulk at his peak was not this good. I mean, you can go all whoever you, over the last 30 years, 25 years, nobody has been as good as him. So, I mean, you can say that, hey, you know, running backs can't win. Those running backs can't. Like, all the good running backs, Sean Alexander, just, you know, LaDainian Tomlinson, mm-hmm. you know, and they're great running backs, great Hall of Fame guys, but they're not as good as this right now. Like, I think this could win you a Super Bowl. I really do. Now, can the defense get their level of play up to where they, you know, can get you some just big stops when you really need it? Like, that pressure of the quarterback, can it be a little bit more consistent?
Mm-hmm.
Can they cover just a little bit more? Like, that's what you're going to have. But to act like, you know, well, Jared didn't kiss everybody's bum after the game was over because they beat the Buffalo Bills. Okay, so I didn't go on the air on Reaction Monday after they lost to the Jets and said that you had a worse coach than the Jets or you had a worse quarterback than the Jets or you had a, you know, I didn't say any of that. So, I mean, I think Brandon Bean in Buffalo, I know they lost yesterday. I think he's the best general manager in the NFL. I do. I still think that. Your general manager can't even draft players that can help your team win. How can you sit there? Well, our GM beat your GM. Okay.
Well, they weren't on the field.
Your GM lost to the Jets. Like, I'm
and
sorry.
Your first-round pick that your GM picked left the game with an ACL.
The injured player that you picked that everybody else in the league said was injured has gotten injured again. And, I mean, I feel bad for the kid. But
I do feel bad for him. And
but
it's
Titans. I mean, you know, we said when they drafted him, hey, you're drafting an injured guy. Good luck.
Mm-hmm.
And the guy's injured. And so, sorry. That's not surprising. Got two first-round picks the last 2 years. He's lit on fire like currency. Unbelievable. But so that's my point, though, about the caller is it's like everybody's like, oh, you got to give all these other people credit. Derek. Now, back to that point. Like I said, and this will be a topic probably later in the week, I do think there's a chance you can win a Super Bowl with Derek Henry doing what he's doing. Because I've never seen it. You've never seen it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's never been anybody that's done it like this at this level. Like the yards, the stats, the taking over games, it's unbelievable. Back to your phones next. 615-737-1025. Listen to the MLB postseason on ESPN 102.5 The Game and 94.9. Brought to you by 312 Pizza Company. Tonight on 94.9, today, Game 3 of the NLCS as the Braves take on the Dodgers, followed by Game 4 of the ALCS, the Astros and the Red Sox. Coverage begins at 3:30. 312 Pizza Company in Germantown is home to the best pizza in Nashville and uses all natural ingredients, and everything is made in-house from scratch. Head to 312 Pizza Company to grab a bite, a beer, and watch some October baseball. Stillman & Company, it's ESPN 102.5 The Game.
What is it that allows you guys to kind of meet the moment against good teams in situations like this?
Belief in each other. Belief that we're going to go out and execute and find a way to win. You know, we didn't execute perfectly at times, and we're a little bit frustrated by that, but the belief in each other never faded. The belief that we're going to get it going, that we're going to take advantage of the opportunity and build off of each side of the ball, right? KB gets a pick. We're able to go answer with the score. That momentum just kept building. And then, you know, game gets tight in the fourth quarter. That belief that we're going to go down and score and take the lead never wavered.
Now, if they can just believe in each other against the Jets, they can just believe in each other against the Jags.
See, that week they did not believe in each other. That was an off week.
Apparently not.
Yeah. See, that was a no belief day.
That's why all the cliche stuff. Like, maybe I'm like an old crotchety young man, but like I can just not. Like, I can't deal with that.
I just think I've heard enough coach talk in my day to just get so annoyed by it. Well, like, Ryan, tell us the real story. Yeah. You believed in each other.
It's believe in our
Which is good. You know, you should believe in each other. That's always nice. Jared, I believe in you.
Here's the crazy thing. And I don't know what's going to happen against Kansas City next week. You lose to the Colts in 2 weeks.
Ooh.
Everything you did yesterday doesn't matter. But I do think the one thing about the win yesterday. Well, I'll get to that in a second. I promise phones. So phones we go. Adam is up next. Thank you for calling the show on a Reaction Monday powered by Spring Hill Heating and Cooling and Focus. Go ahead, Adam.
A couple of things. You seem to be kind of binary in your analysis. Either they're all good or they're all bad, except for MVP Derrick Henry. What we're forgetting is a couple of things. But you did give notice of that early on. We're basically playing our entire team's a mash unit right now. The secondary has, as you say, practice squad players on it. And sure. Last time I checked, Derrick doesn't play defense. So to hold the Bills, and you say, well, they scored 31 points. Yeah, well, what have they scored on every other team in the league? And they haven't played all trash teams. I think that you got to look a little deeper.
They have.
They played the Kansas City Chiefs.
Chiefs are so good.
Yeah. I mean, it's easy to take a naysayer attitude, and I'm not saying that it's all sunshine and roses. And I'm not saying that the Titans, they just need to go ahead and give us the Lombardi trophy because we're entitled to it. But having said that, to show the resiliency to be able to do what they did that night on the big stage and not get blown out was really nice to see. Okay? I'm not ready to have a parade, but give credit where credit's due, not over credit, not pumping up, not making them on a pedestal where they don't have to still work, call the ugly plays, but don't be so down on them. Say, all right, you got a lot of work to do, but I like this, 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 and this. That is a measured way to talk about.
I would agree. Adam, I would agree, and I appreciate your call. And I think Kevin Byard's interception was big, and the Titans scored a touchdown off of that. And as I said, I think Byard deserves credit for that. I think David Long Jr. tackled his rear end off, and I think he deserves credit for that. And I think the reason they didn't get blown out last night was because Derrick Henry busted a 76-yard touchdown run early in the game. If there was anything that I was surprised by, and I started the show saying that we've seen all these things before from the Titans, if there was anything I was surprised by, it was that it happened early and not late, the big Derrick Henry run. But, I mean, Buffalo was starting to really put you know, they were getting ready to start smelling blood in the water.
It was uncomfortable.
And Derrick busts a 76-yarder. You know, like, that's my thing. Like, that's just so not natural. That's not how other teams win. It's unbelievable. I've never seen anything like it. Ugh. Ugh. And they'd be really mad because I'm talking about Derek won. And then they get mad and then they...
Well, it's one thing that you can give the credit that Derek Henry deserves. And to be totally honest, I don't know if anyone can fully give credit that Derrick Henry deserves.
I'm trying pretty hard over here.
I know, but I think sometimes that we take Derrick Henry for granted. I did earlier when I was thinking about my good and my bad about this game. I thought, okay, well, Derrick Henry, obviously. No, not Derrick Henry, obviously. Give him the credit that he deserves. But Derrick Henry was not the only person on that field last night. And the reason why the Titans won was because of Derrick Henry. But the defense kept them in that game. A Kevin Byard interception kept them in that game. The Harold Landry and Jeffrey Simmons sacks kept them in that game.
Reaction Monday is powered by Spring Hill Heating and Cooling and Focus. Sparkling water with a spark. Check them out at drinkfocus.com. We're back to your phones next. It's a Reaction Monday. It's Titans Monday. It's ESPN 102.5 The Game.